Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for March 3rd. Corban, Leviticus chapter 27. Corban in the New Testament, Mark 7, Matthew 15, is the transliteration of the Hebrew word that means dedicate. Based on the regulations for gifts offered to the Lord's service here in Leviticus and elsewhere in the law, the rabbis derived traditions whereby a person could vow their material resources to God. The property thus given became the possession of the priests permanently and could not be redeemed or the vow annulled due to unforeseen circumstances on the part of the giver. The rabbinic traditions regarding Corban came under the withering denunciation of Jesus as, quote, your tradition, unquote, that nullified the commandment of God. For example, a person might know that his parents will require financial or material assistance in their declining years. Instead of using those resources to help his parents, the man dedicated his means of supporting his parents to the temple. The rabbis taught that any such supplicant could not redeem the dedicated things or nullify the vow, thus absolving himself of responsibility toward other obligations that might have been met with the resources. What a racket for the priests, and a convenient rationale for children to backstab their parents for long-nursed hurts, or just out of greedy spite. God knows our motives for doing things. Even those things which seem acceptable, even righteous before others, are known for what they really are by God. As Jesus said to the self-satisfied religionists of his day, "These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are but rules taught by men." Are we sure that our acts of devotion are pure enough to pass muster with God's commandment, not just the teachings of men and women? Thanks for joining me. We'll be back tomorrow.